This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1377, The Real Reason That You're Always Tired, by Michael Blankenship of GetYourGustoBack.com, and I'm your very own personal narrator, Justin Mollick, reading to you from some amazing blogs and books to help you optimize your life. Today's post comes from a new author for the show, Michael Blankenship of GetYourGustoBack.com. The simple question, what if, got Michael to sell his house and travel the world with a wife and two-year-old, and that led to him making $30,000 at a job he hated to making $150,000 working anywhere. Come check out his story and blog at getyourgustoback.com. And before we get to his post, hiring can be a slow process. But Cafe Altura's COO Dylan Miskowitz found a director of coffee in just a few days. How? ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And our listeners can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/old. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Real Reason That You're Always Tired, by Michael Blankenship of getyourgustoback.com. It's exhausting. It happens every day, demanding more attention, more energy, more to-dos, more paychecks, and more difficult decisions to make. It's relentless and uninhibited, unlikable even. The beast? Life. It seems to have stripped you of your last remaining supply of energy. Your willpower is an all-time low. The afternoon sludge is worse than ever before, and even small tasks seem like insurmountable mountains. You're a machine these days. You get done what needs to be done, and any leftover time is spent sitting and thinking about how tired you are, how meaningless all of it is. Your gusto is gone, and you want to get it back. You're not the only one who wants to ask life for a refund. Everyone is getting depressed these days. In fact, people born after 1945 are 10 times more likely to struggle with depression. As it turns out, these days is playing a role in your loss of passion and decreased energy. But it's not the yearly number that's making a difference. It's the 21st century culture you're trapped in. According to psychologists, you're kind of f***ed. Consider everything that works against you. A more sedentary lifestyle than human beings were meant for, i.e. your desk job. Working too many hours. Getting less sleep than you should every night. Getting too much sleep and waking up mid-REM cycle. Eating too many preservatives and too few veggies. Not spending enough time outside, need that vitamin D. Not spending enough time with friends, not spending enough time on hobbies, etc., etc., etc. So how do you win? You're stuck inside of an era that desperately encourages mass progress at the cost of personal health, at the cost of your well-being. Let's be honest, at the cost of your family's well-being. And it's time you did something about it. But what? What? Remember when you built that doghouse with your dad? Hand me the hammer. You remember it like it was yesterday, the memory glued to your limbic system like a leech to a particularly bloated vein. You and your dad working on a project together, building something. Maybe it was a doghouse, maybe it was a motor, maybe it was something more intellectual like a book or a business. I remember when my dad was teaching me how to code on the computer, for instance. It was inspiring, invigorating, exciting. He challenged me to create a program that produced my initials when I told it my name. Then he challenged me to build a full-fledged RPG-type game with a complex stream of choice-based scenarios. I remember spending hours on the computer, asking him questions as needed, always moving forward, always progressing. I was lost in it. I was lost in building it. You were lost in building it. Whatever it was, it doesn't much matter. What matters is that you were building something, and that is where your passion lives, in a deep recess of your soul that was meant to create, to build. If you're tired, depressed, sick of life, it's likely because you've shut that desire out. You've choked it, strangled it. You've been told no more than yes over your lifetime, and you've accepted defeat for what it is, a stale end to an otherwise uninteresting existence. At least that's the lie you tell yourself every night. I know better though, because you're here, you're hearing this, and you know you can get the courage to build again. If you're not building, you're dying. Basic truths are simple. They're easy to understand and even easier to forget. You were created. You were born. You live. And the natural, even logical progression of your existence is to create, to birth, to make life. I'm not just talking about babies, even though that can be one expression of your desire to build. I'm talking about everything from learning a skill to creating a business to building a fence. It's all building. And it's all going to give you energy, going to inspire you, going to help you reclaim your childlike excitement for life. Even 30 minutes a day building something new can have a massive impact on your attitude. What if you didn't wake up miserable tomorrow? What if you had something to look forward to every day? What would happen? Well, you quickly turn into the man you've always wanted to be. One with a boyish passion to create new things, with a contagious excitement you'd pass to your kids and your wife, with a heart for helping, encouraging others, and always trying new things. And by you'd reclaim your gusto. Grab your hammer. You're tired, you're frustrated, you're careless even, but you know that something needs to change. You know that there's a way to retrieve your male fervor for life, a way to enjoy life again and reclaim your passion and excitement that you had as a kid. Now you know how to do that. You have to build something, anything really. Build a doghouse with your son. Set up a Roth IRA and save retirement funds. Try out a new workout plan and carve a rippling physique. Build something new and exciting. Even just 30 minutes per day building something you're excited about will increase your energy levels throughout the entire day. When you do, you'll enjoy life again, all of it. You'll recover your childlike excitement for life, and you won't struggle to roll out of bed every day. Your life will have purpose and meaning. So start building and ignore the demons that tell you you can't because you're not good enough. You were born to build, and life is your playground. You just listened to the post titled "The Real Reason That You're Always Tired" by Michael Blankenship of GetYourGustoBack.com. I should have mentioned earlier, he did write this with the male demographic in mind specifically, but of course this relates to everyone, otherwise I wouldn't have read it to you. So I hope you substituted pronouns where necessary. And before we go, thank you again to ZipRecruiter. Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified applicants. So he switched to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and was impressed by how quickly he had qualified candidates apply. And in just a few days, he found his new director of coffee. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ziprecruiter.com/old. That's ziprecruiter.com/old, ziprecruiter.com/old. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And again, come by Michael's site for a lot more. That's getyourgustoback.com. And thank you to Michael for letting me share his work. But I'll leave it there for today. Have a great rest of your day. And I'll see you tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.